Welcome to our Lumber Chats Inside NAU podcast. I'm really excited for the episode today. Since starting this podcast, we've delved into different slices of lumberjack life, but one we really haven't shared is the lumberjack alumni perspective. So today that's changing. I'm here with NAU alumni Blaze and Joe, and would you guys introduce yourselves to our community?
Hi, Maria. Great to be here. My name is Joe Mead, and I've been a member of the NAU Alumni Association Board since 2016. I chaired the Traditions and the Alumni Recognition Committee for several years, and I've also served as Vice President of the NAU Alumni Association Board. Great to be with you today.
And hello, my name is Blaze Caudill, and I graduated in 2013. I just recently actually joined the board the last summer. So fairly recently, although I had some good interaction with the board while I was still a student, I was able to serve as a student body president while I was in undergrad. And part of that role, I actually sat on the alumni board at that time as well. So I've had a couple points of contact with the alumni board and being active in the alumni life, if you will, but just recently joined the board in a more official capacity.
And I'm really glad we have both of you here because we have, you know, an experienced person and a newcomer, because sometimes people think like, you know, it's really hard to become involved. And so this really helps to show that it's not, it's just about the connections and reaching out, and we're all here to help everyone. So before we get into everything, I'm going to put you on the lumberjack hot seat, and you're going to say the first thing that comes to mind. NAU blue or gold?
Blue.
Always blue.
Hotspot or the Dube?
Hotspot.
Maria, I got a couple of years on you guys, so I'm going to have to go back to something like Granny's Closet or KKC.
Most memorable NAU professor.
Well, I'll jump in and say, you know, Dale Hoskins was a gentleman, and I think he passed away a couple of years back, but made a great impact in the School of Communication. And I know a lot of students and peers have fond memories of Dale.
You know, it's really hard to think about a professor who had the most impact on me, just because I feel like one of the big things about NAU and about the size of your classes and just the university and the spirit of the university as a whole is that professors are so eager to be a part of each student's life and their learning. And so for me, I had so many professors who were really impactful and truly have made me who I am today, be that through the lessons I learned, be that through impacting the way that I write and how I communicate. Two professors that come to mind, one, Lori Poloni-Staudinger, who was part of International Relations and International Affairs. And she actually helped me start my very first career post-undergrad. So we started a nonprofit basically based out of NAU, focused on deliberation across the state. So she definitely obviously had a huge impact on who I am and taught me a lot about what it means to be an adult and what it means to have adult relationships and just what it means to be a person. And then secondly, Dr. Paul Lenz, who is also in SBS, he's currently still a professor, is a massive impact on me. He really taught me so much about what it means to be confident and what it means to really know your stuff. He's a truly brilliant person and a great mind. So definitely top two.
What is your favorite spot on campus?
I feel like I have way too many.
Yeah, that's one, a tough one. One. You know, I'm going to go with North Campus. There were so many activities and it's so beautiful up there. I actually lived in Taylor Hall for several years. So that's a fond memories of just sitting out on the front lawn there and playing Frisbee, having fun with everybody. A lot of great times on North Campus.
You know, I do think if I were able to live on North Campus, if I had had that opportunity, I do think I would share that same kind of mentality, Joe. I was not able to live on North Campus, and so I was only there it was very sparse that I would be able to go up to North Campus that much, but it's beautiful. I do agree. It's absolutely stunning. I think, honestly, my favorite place on campus was the Union, because that is where everybody came together. I mean, it's truly, it sticks to its name, it's very direct. It is very much the union, and it's where people come to see each other, and it's where you eat, it's where you socialize. The student government office is based in the union, and I spent so many days there. I mean, I slept there multiple nights just like because I was so busy with work and just so busy trying to do things that you end up sleeping in your office. And I loved it. I loved the union. So definitely probably the union.
How many hours did you spend in Klein? Too much or too little?
Too little. I'm being honest.
You know, as much as I want to say I was such a good student who went to Klein all the time, because it is a great resource with books, which I found out when I was there. I was like, oh, wow, there are actually books here. I spent way too little time in Klein. I, looking back, totally wish I'd spent more time just because there's so many resources available.
What is your favorite NAU tradition?
Oh, gosh, there's so many on this one, too. I think the cool thing about NAU is there are so many traditions, and it's such a bright community that wants to pull new traditions together as well. And so you're really able to create a lot of things as well as carry on past traditions. So I think probably one of my favorite ones is just all of homecoming week and just what homecoming looks like, because it truly is so special. And I think there's almost two different experiences that you get. You get the undergrad when you're still a student experience of going to the carnival and the bonfire and the game and just being able to enjoy student life and what it looks like as a student. But then on the alumni side now, it's actually really fascinating. And this was the first year that I really got to experience this the most. You have a completely different relationship to homecoming, and it's just as valuable and just as fun. It's just completely different. And it really does make you feel like you come home. And it helped me this past year specifically understand the term homecoming and why it's called homecoming, because you really do feel like you are coming home to yourself and coming home to that space inside of you that was so just at home at your university and at home for me, obviously, at NAU.
Great insight, Blaze. I agree with you. Homecoming was fantastic, but you left out tequila sunrise. So from what I remember, that was a wonderful experience during the homecoming weekend.
Okay. After tequila sunrise, you know, coffee is important. So how many cups of coffee do you have a day?
Currently?
Yes.
Oh, way too many. Actually, you know what? I've literally tried to cut back on this because I'm like, Blaze, you need to cut down on your caffeine intake. I normally have one large coffee in the morning that I make with my Nespresso, which I have fallen in love with. And so it's about 24 ounces of really good coffee.
Yeah, I make like a pot, 4 cups, and I try not to go past that. And we've got the Nespresso too, Blaze.
Amazing. You know what? I was so hesitant about it, and it is fantastic. Not that this like podcast is brought to you by Nespresso. They could probably throw in an ad here and, you know, pay for it. But that is really good.
Absolutely.
Okay, our last hot seat question. You're walking down the street feeling great. What song is playing in the background?
So Maria, I worked a lot in radio. I worked at KNAU and some of the stations around Flagstaff. I love music. I'm not sure I could pick out just one, but man, I'm a big Steely Dan fan. Maybe a little Doobie Brothers in there. Blaze, how about something a little more current?
You know, I'm trying to look at my recently liked songs to see what song I would pick. And it is really hard to pick just one song. It's difficult. I think, you know what I've been really into recently? Reliving my Florence and the Machine days and just like loving her beautiful voice. So Spectrum, Say My Name probably would be one of them. It's been kind of a good little anthem for me in the past year or so.
Okay, now back to NAU. We are going to take you guys on a walk through NAU Lane. But first, since you guys are really involved with NAU Board and Alumni Association, can you share a bit about what that is and your involvement in it?
So the NAU Alumni Association is part of NAU Advancement. And really, the short answer is that the Alumni Association is really committed to connecting and helping with the engagement with students and faculty and the broader NAU community. There's a lot more going on, but I think that's really the main thrust, is that connecting and engaging with the NAU community.
And I think that's entirely right. And also being an advocate for NAU and being an advocate for, and just kind of staying up to date with the great things that are happening on campus and throughout the state, especially with the current president, just how much the president is doing and how much is going on with the university. And being an advocate for those initiatives in your local community and being able to connect with people. I think one of the things that I was reflecting on recently that I was really surprised about being involved with the alumni board is just how many people have reached out that I either had lost touch with or I hadn't spoken with for a little bit, but they had seen that I was at one of our alumni events and wanted to get involved and reached out and said, hey, I happen to see that you went to this event. I really, really miss being involved with the alumni family and I really want to get back connected. How can we do that? And so I was able to tell them about specifically in Phoenix or Phoenix chapter and invite them to events that we have coming up. And so it is really, really cool to see how even in an unofficial capacity, you can really connect with your alumni family and how you can build those relationships, even if you haven't spoken with them for a little while.
Yeah, and I think so many of these people that are engaged with the Alumni Association have great memories, have a great passion for NAU, and really become ambassadors for spreading the news, you know, what's going on at NAU and all of the great programs. And like Blaise had mentioned, our new president, President Jose Cruz Rivera, it's just doing some wonderful things. And I think he runs at like 150 miles an hour. So he's getting a lot done, a lot of great programs.
And I think it's so exciting to see because, you know, rarely do you find a college president who's so visible on social media and like uses it well. And so a lot of people around the state, even though if they haven't met him, they feel like they know him because, you know, they've seen his Instagram posts. Feel what he's about.
Yeah, he does that thing where he lists 10 items, you know, what's going on, and he'll list 10 items in about 2 minutes. and he does a great job, and you know, he's got a knack for connecting with people, definitely.
And I think that's exactly it, Joe, exactly what you said. He has a knack for connecting with people in a way that's so authentic and so real and so to the spirit of what NAU is. It's so personal and it's so just like you already know him, you just like automatically connect because he's so real. And that's exactly what NAU is. And so I think that we're really, really lucky to have such a fantastic president because he just naturally is the spirit of NAU. And that's super rare to find.
Since we're talking about this, I'm just going to share a story. But I was at a Phoenix alumni event for, I think it was the ASU football game. And my family came with me. So I had my 8-year-old daughter and my baby, who was like 7 months at the time. And so I went up to the president. I'm like, oh, this is my family. Just like wanted to say a quick hello, because I know he's like eating before he has to talk. And then my daughter pulls out her Pokemon cards and like starts showing the president them. And I'm like, Michaela, he's busy. And then like that good dad and grandpa he is, he like looks at all her Pokemon cards and the next time he's like, oh, tell my friend, my Pokemon friend, hello for me.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
And it's just like that hit home because it was just like, wow, like, you know, he understands balancing family, work, and just that hit home for me.
Great story.
Both of you mentioned making connections and then the engagement. So Blaise, you said a lot of people have reached out to you. What about for people who are listening to this and you're like, you know what, maybe I do want to start something new this year. How can I get involved with NAU alumni?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest ways to get involved or to know how to get involved is to first update your contact information with the Alumni Association. So for example, I'm the youngest of four and three of my siblings are, I'm the third who went to NAU as well. And my other two siblings actually didn't know about a lot of the great work that the alumni family is doing and a lot of ways that they could connect. And so I said, well, are you getting the Pine magazine, for example, or are you getting our emails, things like that? And neither of them were getting them. And it's because they just hadn't been able to update their information, their contact information with the Alumni Association. So I think number one, absolutely update your contact information that you can find on the website. I would need to look it up again, but I can find it. And that, yeah, I think that's the number one way, because you'll get notified about events, you'll get notified about the ongoings on campus and just kind of what's going on with the alumni family.
And to take that a step further, Blaze, you know, our chapter program has been rejuvenated. I think it dates back to the early 1950s, but right now we've got like 9 regional chapter programs, active chapter programs. So people throughout the country can connect with NAU community members in their own region. And that offers a great way to stay informed, find out what's going on in the community, any events, professional activities, social events, et cetera. So I would recommend people joining a local NAU chapter.
How do you find out if there's a local chapter in your area?
Once again, that email address, if Blaze couldn't remember, NAU.com or something like that. If you go there, it lists all of the different chapters, where they're located, and links to sign up and register.
And I did find it. So it's foundation, yes, foundationnau.org.
At least you know we're not pitch men, right?
Okay. 2022 had a lot of exciting changes, you know, back to more normalcy, in-person events. And there was also, you talked about the Pine, a new look for the Pine. Can you share what you were most proud of to see?
Wow. How much time do we have? you know, although President Cruz Rivera started in 2021, I think 2022 was really when he got his rhythm going, and really a lot of these programs started coming into place. I'll think of a few of them, but the Access to Excellence, which is a program that guarantees tuition coverage for undergraduate first year and transfer students who are members of the Arizona 22 federally recognized tribes. And one of the other things that I thought was pretty amazing, beginning with the fall 2023 classes, NAU now offers full tuition coverage at its Flagstaff and statewide campuses to Arizona residents with a household income of $65,000 or below. That's really significant, really breaking down the barriers for Arizona students to continue their education. It's really amazing. And, you know, not only for those students, but for the overall economic outlook of our state and the workforce that we need to rely on in the future here.
I can agree more, Joe, specifically about the Access to Excellence and just how ingenious that program is. And it, just to make it very real, right? So for me, I grew up in a single parent household. My mom was a teacher until she retired. At retirement, she taught for over 20 something years, right? At retirement, her salary was about $55,000. If this program had been available at the time that I was going to NAU, I could have gone to university without tuition, which would have been a game changer for me now, as I have student loans now, right? That would have been a massive game changer for me. And I know that that's going to be a huge game changer for so many other people as well.
And Blaze, I think of a lot of the first generation students that you and I have met that are doing such amazing things. And it's like, why don't we make that opportunity, you know, available to as many people as possible? You never know who is going to, you know, just do such great things in the community.
Absolutely. And it really is about just serving the community and making sure that the community is supported and being able to access keys to success and being able to empower the community to do and to achieve. And that is, it's a beautiful thing, honestly. And Marie, I think to one of your questions as well about the Pine Magazine, one of the things when they revamped the Pine Magazine just recently, one, it's beautiful. It's absolutely stunning. If you haven't seen it, please do take a look. It's a beautiful piece of art, truly, with some great content about what alumni are doing, how our alumni are very active in the most recent article talking about how they're active in the medical world and how our Lumberjack family is making a difference in our local communities. But additionally, one thing that I love about the update to the Pine is that it's very much engaging. So it actually has QR codes now, and you can scan the QR codes. That way you can go and do further information. You can find out more information about that topic. You can engage just more readily with the magazine. It's no longer just a piece of paper. It's no longer just a thing that you scroll through. It's actually a bit more engaging. And that's something that I know when they presented to the Alumni Association in the summer, we had talked about, and I was really, really happy to see them able to do.
We know all about connecting and engagement. Now let's find about your personal NAU history. Why did you choose NAU back in the day?
So for me, I was, I knew that I wanted to go someplace cold. So I grew up in Tucson and I love Tucson. It's a great, great city with some fantastic food, but I wanted to get cold. And so when I was a junior in high school, I actually was looking at going to a different university in a colder area, and actually was admitted and had toured. I had my dorm room set. I'd paid for my down payment and everything. And one scholarship actually ended up not going through. And so I decided once that scholarship didn't go through that I couldn't afford it because it was out of state. And I knew that I loved Flagstaff. I knew that Flagstaff had always felt like such a home to me. I was able to go to Flagstaff pretty often when I was in high school with my siblings attending NAU and just different circumstances being able to go up. I knew that I loved being in Flagstaff. So I decided that NAU was the best option for me and that NAU would be just fantastic. And I trusted that I could take a leap of faith and that it would take care of me. And that's exactly what happened. As soon as I got to Flagstaff and as soon as I got on campus as a student, I could tell that it was already home. I could tell my heart just felt so comfortable and so taken care of, and my spirit felt nurtured already within like the first week. People were just so kind and so friendly, and you build a family just right away. And that's exactly what I was looking for in a university, was to find that family and to find that home. And I found it just so quickly and so readily. It's one of those situations, and it's something that I think I've learned so much recently, that it's a phrase, the longest way around is the shortest way home. And that for me was my story with NAU. I kind of almost put it off and kind of fought it for a little bit just because I was like, no, I want to go out of state. I want to not be like my siblings. But at the end, as I went on this long journey, I found the true home was always NAU. It was always going to be there. And it was really what I needed.
Well, and for me, Maria, it was really a combination of things. I had some siblings that attended NAU. And one of my sisters, who is closest to me in age, she was a year ahead in school, was up at NAU. And I also came from a private high school here in Phoenix that, you know, was a smaller high school. And so the thought of the huge ASU just really wasn't all that attractive to me. And I think also, like many students at that age, I wanted to kind of get away from home a little bit. And NAU was far from Phoenix, but pretty darn close to home. So all in all, those were some of my decision points. And certainly loved the being outdoors, just the overall Northern Arizona look and feel.
And I think that's actually something that I tell people a lot when they're looking at universities, because sometimes people think of Flagstaff as a mountain town, which obviously it is, but it's so much more than that. And especially if you grow up in Arizona, Flagstaff is perfect because it still get in the summer is a little bit warm, but it's nice and it's a good temperature, you know. It's not nowhere near as hot as it is in Phoenix or in Tucson. And like you said, Joe, that 2 hours from Phoenix, the 4 hours from Tucson, it's just enough to be far away, but close enough to be close.
Right.
And yeah, it's literally perfect.
And I think you make the drive up and you're like, you go from the desert to cactus to trees. And then it just seems like that 2 hours, you're like, how did this possible?
Right. Yeah. When you tell people throughout the country, you know, who aren't real familiar with Arizona, that you live near a ski resort and a 12,600 foot mountain, they're like, what? I thought Arizona was desert, cactus, and flat. So amazing.
It's totally true. And actually, on that drive really fast, I always tell people this, and I think that oftentimes if you lived in Flagstaff or attended NAU for however long you were there for, the drive from Phoenix to Flagstaff, there's one point right before the Verde Valley when you're going down this kind of like a windy path, and you can see in the distance Sedona and the Red Rocks, and then beyond that the peaks.
Yes, and exactly.
It's right around this one curve specifically too, like you round the curve and all of a sudden it's there. And in that moment, every single time I'm driving, every single time, I can feel like just the weight of the world get taken off of my shoulders, and it feels like I can breathe for the first time again in a really long time. And that sort of relief, it's just so real. And I don't know, when you talk to people who lived in Flagstaff, I feel like oftentimes it's a shared characteristic or a shared experience.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so when you first stepped foot on campus, did you know what you want to study?
You know, I did know that I wanted to do politics because I always loved government. At the time, though, I wanted to be the ambassador to France. And so it's like, you know what? I want to do international relations and study French, obviously. And then I found out that you don't really work your way up to be an ambassador to a major country like that. And so I decided to stay more local. But I was really fortunate and really thankful for the great advising staff that we had on campus, because as I was trying to figure out, okay, this is kind of like a big career crisis for me now that I found out I can't work my way up to this ambassadorship. Being able to navigate that career crisis with the advising team and it was really, really helpful for me.
So Maria, first of all, I'd like to figure out how we can get Blaze to be the ambassador to France.
I agree.
You do an amazing job.
Thank you. I mean, I think I would do a great job too. Living in France would be great.
Absolutely. You know, when I first started NAU, I was a physics major. And it didn't take long for me to figure out that really was not going to be my path. And so I got into telecommunications, radio broadcasting, that kind of stuff. And once I kind of found that path and my peeps, it was just fantastic. And I think, you know, some people, they go to college, they know exactly what is it, you know, what they want to do. They've got a little path made out. And I think there's 50% of the people that, you know, need to kind of experience some things, learn, you know, more about the different fields that they're interested in. So I'm not sure there's a right and a wrong way to do it. But certainly NAU has a lot of avenues for discovering different trades and different experiences that you can work in. You need to take advantage of all that.
I completely agree with you, Joe. I don't think that there's ever a right way to go about navigating those career choices and navigating what the future looks like, when, especially as you're going into undergrad. And that is where I think NAU is really, really successful and a really great place, is because it allows you the comfort of being able to adventure. And it gives you the ability to look at these different avenues. I mean, technically, so to add a little more context to my story, I guess, when I went in, I knew that I wanted to do politics or international relations, but I also was actually kind of torn in wanting to do theater as well, because I did theater all through high school and I loved performing and I loved being on stage. And because of NAU, honestly, and the great advisors that I had and just the supportive network at the university, I was able to actually navigate and kind of dip my toes in theater for a little bit my first semester of freshman year to see if that's something I wanted to pursue even more, and was able to actually kind of figure out and take a little bit of a small adventure, take a little bit of a hike, if you will, into theater for a second, then back into international relations, and explore what those two options look like. And NAU gives you the safety and the just the support system to do that. And that's really unique. When I talked to a lot of friends who attended other universities that were a bit larger, they did not have that same experience and they weren't able to adventure around and explore.
I think you just like summed it up, but also I just like the internship program at NAU is like fantastic. And the way they work with alumni, especially to get experience or to help people see if this is a possibility in the career field. We can do that because we are such a smaller university and we do have that tight knit feel. So that's always really refreshing to see. I know NAU's sports journalism program got to cover the Super Bowl and they went down there with their professor. And I mean, just talk about like the experience of being able to do that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So what advice would you have for lumberjacks who are going to graduate and head out into the real world?
You know, you need to get involved, put yourself in the environments that you're interested in. And I know that sounds kind of simple or obvious, but I think sometimes as college students, you know, we're still learning how to build relationships and engage with people. And sometimes it's hard to execute on that. But really try to get involved. Put yourself in a lot of different experiences. I always say activity breeds success. So I know Blaze, who's one of the most successful guys I know. Blaze was engaged in all sorts of different things, you know, and that's when you learn what you're passionate about and what makes you happy. And so, yeah, that would be my keys to success.
And I think, Joe, honestly, I completely agree with you. I think being able to be out there and putting yourself out there to engage, to be involved, that is so key to growth and so key to your own success. And I think from my own personal experience, one thing that I struggle with, and it's almost funny to hear you say that, Joe, because to give me that compliment that you did a little bit ago, because I always struggle with the confidence aspect of it. For me, I always feel like I could be doing so much more, or I could, it's always a shock to me to be able to join circles such as yours and circles such as the alumni board and learn from such amazing people like you, Joe, who like have just such accomplished careers and such amazing worlds. And it's always just like a moment of gratitude for me, because it really is. I don't believe it all the time, to be honest. And it's hard to accept just how amazingly lucky we are as Lumberjack alumni. I think that also when we talk about other advice, for me, one of the hardest parts about graduating is, you don't really know what's next. You, for so long in my experience, right, I grew up, you went to high school, and then I was taught you went to undergrad, you did that, you might go to continue on to graduate school, you might go directly into career. But once you graduate, there's no really like, there's no next thing, right? Like you're constantly chasing this flag up this mountain. And once you graduate with your undergrad, it felt very much like, oh, I got it. And then you look up and there's like all these other peaks and mountains and an entire valley of new adventures that you just don't know what to pick. And you almost get, again, in my own experience, a little nervous about it all and anxious about what the future looks like and what it holds. And one key to success when you are looking at all of these different opportunities that could be a little frightening for me was to give yourself some grace and to give yourself some time. I placed on myself all of these like very synthetic deadlines. I was like, at 28, I want to be at this thing. And at 30, I want to make this much money. And at 31, I want to make sure I'm doing these things.
And then life happens.
Yeah, exactly. And what happens is you end up losing and missing out on the beauty of daily life because you're so focused on these things, and it ends up giving, for me, and at least for me, it gave me so much anxiety. And being able to instead say, you know what, that is a goal. Like, I do have these goals. I want to do these things in my career. I don't need to do them at 28 or by 28. I can do them and I will get there, but I also am going to enjoy life along the way.
That's a really good thing you just brought up, the whole work-life balance. So Joe, how have you been able to manage that? And what advice would you have to help me and Blaze?
For the work-life balance? Well, you know, I've been in technology sales most of my life. And as a sales rep, we always talk about hero to zero. You know, we have quotas, and at the end of the month, we're back at zero, and we got to hit all those targets again. And I think what happened at one point, just the realization that, you know, you can't go to bed every night and be worried about all of those items on your to-do list. Once you kind of let that go, I think things become a little clearer about the priorities that you have, or I should say the priorities that you should have, and you know, what's most important. And I think certainly if you have kids, Maria, you know, with your little Pokemon gal, that you know, you look at those kids and that really drives home the things that are important and spending time with those. So so I kind of relate it to sales, because sales is kind of a high pressure kind of deal, but you have to unplug and remember to stop and smell the roses.
And I think, Joe, one thing that I cannot agree with you more, and just my own very short career experience so far, that is something that the idea of being able to smell the roses or to enjoy life is something that I've really come across as well as being so key and important to just a happier life. I heard once we talk about work-life balance, but inherently those cannot be balanced because work is a part of your life. So it's a fallacy to think that you could ever balance them out. And it's more about work-life inclusion, and it's more about celebrating that work is a part of your life, and that work is where you spend time during the day, maybe, but your life is so much more than just your work, and that you can celebrate both at the same time.
And I think that was really driven home over the past several years. You know, with COVID, people were working from home. You know, they had the opportunity to maybe put in a load of laundry right during the middle of the day. And, you know, people felt guilty about that, and, or, you know, going to the kids' soccer meet, you know, at 2 o'clock before work's out. But, you know, if you get your job done, you get your duties and your, the things that you're supposed to get done, you want to make sure that you're taking care of the priorities as well.
You know, it's really interesting. And I think, and I guess I hope more than anything, this is something that stays post-COVID in the working world that we can focus on really making sure that the person, the whole person is taken care of and the whole person is supported, not just meeting our deadlines or making our to-do list shorter, but that we focus on how the whole person, once you are able to do the laundry at home or go to the kids' soccer meet or take care of those things that you just need to take care of that might happen during the working day normally, once you're able to take care of those things, you're able to do so much more at work because you're so you don't worry about it. Like, it's already done. So you're not worrying about it constantly being like, oh, when I get home, I need to make sure that I do the laundry and I need to make sure that I'm doing the dishes and all of these things. You don't have to worry about that. And so you just get more done and you feel better as a person.
The last question, what do you know now that you wish you knew during your time as a lumberjack? Would you do anything differently?
You know, Blaze, I'll jump in here because I was thinking that one of the benefits of NAU is the teacher-student ratio. And the faculty and the staff are truly there and to take care of the students and engage with the students. And I've come across so many people that have ongoing relationships, professional relationships with the faculty and the teachers that they had classes with. And I think that's amazing. And I wish I had done a better job of that, engaging with the faculty and the teachers and really building that student mentor relationship. I think, you know, inherently teachers love doing that and engaging with their students and seeing their success and seeing their ongoing success after they graduate. So I think if I, had understood that a little bit better, I would have leveraged that much more. And I think NAU is a great place to be able to take care of that, take advantage of that benefit.
That's totally true. And I think that there's so much about NAU that's so special and so unique. And one of the other things that is so valuable is that NAU empowers the student to achieve and empowers the student to lead. And that's so unique. And so in my experience, and not to get super like personal, but I, when I was an undergrad, I was like way too involved to some extent. Not that you can be too involved, but I just overcommitted myself all the time. And so when I talk about falling asleep in my office, that was true. I did. Was that healthy? No. at the time, it's just what I thought I needed to do. I thought that that's how you were successful. And some nights you have those nights, right? Some nights that's just how it is. But I think that I was just a little bit overcommitted and I wanted so much to be successful in all of these things, right? And I just placed so much pressure on myself to do those things. And so one thing that I wish I knew then that I know now is just the importance of boundaries. And the importance of being authentically you. That's something that is just and again, this is totally just like a personal answer to your question, but that's something that that's part of my journey and growth of being who I am is accepting and loving all parts of me and just being my authentic self everywhere. I think that while I was an undergrad, I was obviously still learning that. And so one other like phrase that I wish I had understood fully when I was an undergrad was nobody benefits from you playing small. So I mentioned a little bit ago that I had the great, great opportunity and it was an honor to be student body president while I was at NAU. And even in that role, I oftentimes felt like I would come to the table and play a little smaller than I probably could have otherwise. I think I could have been a little bit more assertive or a little bit more loud, I guess. But I was always so nervous because I was like, well, no, this is the vice president of finance. He doesn't care what me undergrad student thinks. Really? No, he did. And that's why I was there. And like, I was able to like really carry the message of the student to whoever I was meeting with. But knowing now how important it was to actually be a little bit more assertive and be able to share the story, and that that I was the expert in the student life and that experience, like that was huge. And so I wish I'd known a little bit more about just being as confident and as comfortable and as big as I am. Like I wish I'd known more about that and celebrated that a bit more. And just being able to understand that it's really, really great to be involved. Everyone needs to be involved. And NAU provides that safe haven for you to do that. And it provides a safe haven for you to be a leader, to make mistakes, because we all do it. And it provides the comfort of being able to make those mistakes while still being taken care of and while still having a family that will support you. Because that's really what the Lumberjack family is all about, is being supportive and loving and celebrating each member of our family.
Okay, one last thing. This might be hard for Blaze. Finish the sentence. I am a proud Lumberjack because...
It's true. This is going to be hard because I'm never succinct. Joe, you go first of all, I think.
Yeah, I'll jump in here. Marie, I'm actually thinking on a couple different levels here. So I'm a proud Lumberjack because it was truly one of the best experiences for me. And because I made lifelong friends that I still keep in touch with on a very regular basis. So that's more of a personal response. But I'm also proud to be a Lumberjack because, and I'm going to repeat President Cruz Rivera's mission statement here, but he always says, NAU aims to be the nation's preeminent engine of opportunity, vehicle of economic mobility, and driver of social impact by delivering equitable post-secondary value in Arizona and beyond. And if you really listen to those words and dissect them, that mission statement, it's a huge promise to the citizens of Arizona and the future economic growth of our state. So I'm very proud that NAU is such an impactful partner within the state of Arizona.
You know, Joe, that last statement you made is literally dead on. The mission statement of the university is just so impactful and so brilliantly put together, because it really does embody that difference of NAU. So to your question, Maria, I am a proud Lumberjack because NAU makes a difference, because NAU really stands for and lives by a genuine, authentic, caring, truly innovative the spirit. NAU lives by a spirit of adventure that empowers each one of us to do. And that is so unique. And so I'm a proud Lumberjack because we're part of a bigger family that is just so unique and so big and so dynamic. And it feels so great to be a part of that same family.
Well, thank you so much. I don't think there is a better way to end this. So I hope people are listening and you inspire them as you're inspiring me right now to get more involved and get connected.
Awesome. No, and thank you so much for having us. It truly is great to be able to share a little bit more about the alumni family and what we're doing. Like we talked about, I would be... I want to make sure that I mention this web link again, foundationnau.org. If you go to that website, you can find out more information about how to be involved with the alumni family, update your contact information, make sure you're getting the Pine magazine because it is beautiful again. So definitely thank you so much again for having us, and thank you for being able to share some of the resources that we have available.
Maria, thank you very much. Fun to have this discussion with you and Blaze today. And Blaze, always good chatting with you, my friend.
Oh, always so good, Joe.
We'll talk again.